And can you explain the process why the vaccine causes myocarditis and pericarditis?
I'll take that, Dr. Hewitt.
Sure.
Based on our clinical trials and pharmacovigilance data, as well as real-world evidence following the distribution now of billions of doses of vaccine, we retain confidence, strong confidence, in the safety profile of the vaccine.
Sorry, Chair, point of order. I've asked, do you understand why it causes, I know that it's a low risk, I'm asking, do you understand why it causes myocarditis? I want you to explain to me why it causes myocarditis. Do you understand why it causes myocarditis?
Pfizer is aware of very rare reports of myocarditis and pericarditis that have been temporarily associated with vaccination.
Well, that's still ongoing for some people.
Senator Rennick, Dr. Theroux should answer the question. Thank you, Dr. Theroux.
According to public health experts and regulatory authorities around the globe, the number of reports of myocarditis remains small.
I'm not referring to the number of reports. I want you to explain to me the mechanism of how the vaccine causes myocarditis. Do you not understand the mechanism of why the vaccine causes myocarditis? It looks to me like you don't. And if you don't understand it, why are you saying the vaccine is safe without qualifying the risks?
So, Senator Rennick, I think Dr. Theroux is actually about to get to that point. Whether people agree, whether there's agreement to his evidence or not, is another question for others to make a judgment on. But if Dr. Theroux, if you could again go to Senator Rennick's question.
Senator, all medicines, all therapeutic products and vaccines have benefits and have side effects as well. Looking at the totality of the evidence for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, regulatory authorities, health authorities, experts globally, including in Australia within the Department of Health and the TGA, have maintained that the benefit-risk ratio...
That's not the question that I asked. I asked, can you explain why the vaccine causes myocarditis, yes or no?
Senator, the benefit-risk profile...
Yes or no? So you clearly don't understand the pathway, do you? Because you can't explain it. I'm not referring to the cost-benefit analysis here. I'm referring to, do you understand the biochemical pathway as to why the vaccine causes damage to the heart?
Senator, I'm happy to take your question on notice and come back to the committee with whatever information we can provide. I might just clarify, I was not referring to a cost-benefit analysis in my previous response. I was referring to the benefit-risk ratio, and health authorities around the globe continue to recommend the benefits.
And that's, this isn't the question that I'm asking. Anyway, thanks, Chair.
Can I clarify as well, Dr. Theroux, you've agreed to take the question on notice and give further response to that question. Is that correct?
That is correct, Chair. As I understand, the question was about the mechanisms, and we're happy to take that question on notice.
Dr.